We are learning Mitzvot of Rav Avadia Yosef. We are in Shalom Mitzvot of Chaveda. Tonight, Chelek Dalid, Siman Mem Dalid. Question he's dealing with is fascinating. Can you eat in a restaurant or a kiosk or something, a Jewish-owned kosher, everything's fine, but you know that they didn't do Tfilat Kelim. You know that they didn't bring their Kelim to the mikveh when they bought them. So is that acceptable? So we know the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that Yisrael Shekana Migoy, if you buy Kelim from a non-Jew, whether it's a non-Jewish store, a non-Jewish factory, which is most things nowadays, but not all, they need Tfilat Kelim. This is brand new. They were never used before. This isn't an issue of kashrut. If they were used before, it's okay. Maybe they were used for non-kosher. You have to get the non-kosher. These are brand new kelim. You also need to do tefillat. Kelim is based on the pasuk. The Gemara quotes, "Kol davar asher yavo ba'esh taviru ba'esh." There it's talking about non-kosher. If it was used over a fire, you have to get it out with the fire. But then, ach b'mei midah itchatah. It needs to also go into the mikveh. Why does it need to go into the mikveh? The Yerushalmi writes, it's because it left Kedush, it left Reshut Hagoyim and went to Kedushat Israel, sort of like converted, and therefore it needs Tfilat Kelim. Now, although it's based on the Pasuk, and Rabbeinu Tam says if it's based on the Pasuk, it's a mitzvah d'oraita. Based on the Pasuk, it must be a mitzvah min haTorah. Nonetheless, many of the Rishonim even write in the Rambam that the Rambam holds it's only a din d'rabbanan. It's only a din d'rabbanan, and it's loosely based on the Pasuk. We see that sometimes the Gemara calls such a thing an asmachta, meaning the Rabbanan came up with a din, they found it hinted at in the Pasuk, and they said, oh, that's the Pasuk that hints to it. So there's a machloket Rishonim, everybody agrees it must be done, but Rabbeinu Tam says it's a din d'oraita, that's from the Torah, and according to many, the Rambam holds, it's a din d'Rabbanan. This is only applying to metal kelim. Zchuchit, we're talking about glass kelim, that everyone agrees is only d'Rabbanan. Glass is only d'Rabbanan, but metal kelim would be a din d'oraita. Okay, fine, it needs to be done. But what if you didn't, and you used it for food? So it was never used for non-kosher. It's brand new. You just didn't do tefillat kelim. The Rambam writes black on white, if you didn't do it, the food is still kosher. You shouldn't, but if you did, the food is still kosher. Masha'enken, if you used a non-kosher kli, if you use the kli that was used previously for non-kosher, now you have issues. This was never used before. It just needed tefillat kelim. The food is acceptable. Now, the challenge is like this. The Yeshua Yaakov writes, he says, well, is that according to the Rambam? Remember, the Rambam is the one who said that tefillat kelim is only d'Rabbanan. Maybe it's only according to the Rambam who says that tefillat kelim is only d'Rabbanan. That if you didn't do it, the food is kosher. The Yeshua Yaakov says, no. Even Rabbeinu Tam, who says that Tfilat Kelim is required, Min HaTorah, would also say that if you didn't do it, the food is still kosher. The Chatam Sofer disagrees. The Chatam Sofer says, no. The Rambam says that if you did it, it's still kosher because it's only Din D'Rabbanan. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, who holds this Din D'Oraita, if you cook food in it, it wouldn't be kosher. Rabbi, right, we follow the Yeshua Yaakov on this, that regardless of how you hold, regardless of what you'll tell me on the essential din of Tfilat Kelim, nonetheless, it's only if you cook in it, it's going to be kosher. Okay, so now what? Can you go to the restaurant? What about the restaurant? So this is idea. Now we know Tfilat Kelim only applies to clay seuda, food that you're going to eat with. If you go to Home Depot and you buy tools, so those are Kelim, they don't need tefillah. You're not going to eat with them. Or don't eat with them. You buy a screwdriver or a hammer, that's clear. You don't need to eat with them. You buy a pocket knife, you're not eating with it. You buy a razor blade, you're not eating with it. Ah, it's a knife. But it's not a knife that's being used for food. Fine, that's obvious. Also, if you're buying something to buy it and sell it, you're a retailer. I'm not buying it to use it. I'm buying it to sell it. It's chora. I'm just the retailer. I'm the store. I'm not using it to eat. I don't need Tfilat Kelim on that at all. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yisrael shekana sakin chadash migoy, liishtames b'shelo l'tzorchei seuda. If a Jew buys a sakin for some other purpose, a knife to use for other purposes, it's a blade. So it doesn't need Tfilat Kelim, it's not for food. And then I lend it to somebody else to use, another Jew to use, and he uses it for food, since it's mine, and my intention was not to use it for food, it is exempt from Tfilat Kelim. Because it goes by the person who owns it. I own it, and I intended to use it for non-food purposes. So no tefillah, if I lend it to you, and you want to do whatever you want with it, even if you use it for food, you do not have to do tefillah kelim. Fine. Good. No, there's a disagreement about this. There's a disagreement. The Isser v'Heter says no. The Isser v'Heter is one of the Rishonim, says no. If I bought it to use to clean, I don't know, to cut my tarps, and you're using it to cut your salad, so you need tefillah kelim. What do you mean? You're using it for food. You're Jewish, you're using it for food, it needs tefillah kelim. Meshach and Netas say, okay, fine, but maybe without a bracha, because the Shulchan Aruch in the end said no, but we're going to follow the Shulchan Aruch. If I bought it for non-food purposes, and I lend it to you, whatever you use it for is fine. They extend this to the following, and I would never have made this jump. When a restaurant buys kelim, pots and pans and forks and knives, it's not for the restaurant owner's personal use, it's for the business. So I would have told you, yeah, but it's a business of making food. It's a business, he's buying it to make food. No, there are a whole bunch of tshuvot, the Darkei Tshuva writes like this, Mariel Diskin writes like this, Priyasadeh writes like this. That's considered to be l'schora. He's buying it for a business purpose. If I'm buying pots and pans for business, it's exempt from tefillat kelim. And when I eat in that restaurant, I'm just borrowing this, I don't own it. I'm borrowing the restaurant's forks and knives and stuff to borrow while I'm there for the meal. It's not mine. Since he's buying it for schora purposes, he's buying it for business, and I'm just borrowing it from him, he technically doesn't have to do tefillat kelim. Now, it seems somewhat strange because he's buying it for the business of eating. Right? He's buying it for the business of eating. So I would have thought, if no one asked me, but I would have thought, no, buying it for the business, that's not business. Business means you're buying it to sell it. You're buying it to use for something else. But the poskim, right? Ravadi concludes, you're using it for business, and therefore if I borrow it from the restaurant, which is what I do when I go for a meal, I do not have to do tefillat kelim. So he doesn't, and I don't. So much so that if he wants to, he needs to do it without a bracha, because he's technically exempt. Yeah, there's a machloket. He's technically exempt. Therefore, if he wants to, he should do it without a bracha. But when I use it, it's not a problem. But he says if you go to your friend's house, that's very different. When your friend buys kelim, that's not business. He's buying it for his house. So then he would need to do it mi'ikar hadin, and then there'd be a din d'rabanan not to use it until tefillat kelim is done. The last question that's dealt with is, there are other kelim that you buy. So this was a big question a couple of years ago. They switched. Snapple used to sell the Snapple in glass bottles. Glass needs tefillat kelim. So, okay, when I buy the Snapple, I'm using the kli, sort of. Meaning, am I really using the glass or not using the glass? Because the glass is not a Jewish cup, right? I'm buying it. It should be a kli that I bought from a goy. It needs tefillat kelim before I use it. So how could you drink it? So there was a big machloket at the time. Do you have to pour it out all at once? Can you not drink from the can? Meaning, when you buy a Snapple, so some people like to drink from the bottle. Now they made it into plastic, so there's no problem. Plastic doesn't need to be like tefillah. But if you're drinking from the bottle, so you're using it, no?
What about a glass of beer?
A bottle of beer. So too. Same idea. It would be the same idea. Yeah. It would be the same idea. Can you drink from the bottle? Okay, this was the Snapple moved to plastic. Bottles of beer are still bottles of beer. The what? Chadpam? No. We'll talk about chadpami later, but here, if you're drinking from it, you're using it. So there are those poskim who said, you need to pour it into a cup. Pour it into a cup. And now you're not using it. Now it's just whatever it was to begin with.
The glass bottle is considered disposable. You're not drinking the
tea. So that was what he said, chadpami disposable. We'll get to that in a moment. The difference in the beer, I guess it depends how you drink the beer, but versus the Snapple is, the Snapple bottle is made to reclose. Some people will reclose the Snapple bottle and take it with them from place to place. So they're using it again. I don't know how many people close the beer bottle. Most people just finish the beer. But, okay, fine. The question is it disposable, or does the fact that it's disposable make it more lenient? And most of the poskim say no for the following reason. It's not inherently disposable. There's nothing wrong with the glass that you can only use it once. It doesn't get used up. It doesn't get ruined. It just happens to be that our practice in our wealthy society is that we throw it out when we're done. But there's nothing inherent about it. If it would get used up, it was only possible to be used once. It was like a paper cup. Paper doesn't need tefillah, but along those lines. That once you use it, it gets gross, and like you can't reuse it. Okay, fine. A glass bottle you could reuse. There's nothing inherent about it to be chad pa'ami that would be a problem. So there are many, most of the poskim say that you don't have to do it. Most of the poskim say you don't have to. You know why? Very clever. When you buy the beer, you buy the Snapple, you didn't intend to buy the glass. Okay. Sure. Correct. But because glass only requires, even if it does require, it's only to be allowed to draw banan, so most poskim hold that it's not an issue. With the Snapple, it was more of an issue because with the Snapple, it's made to close. People would go back and close it again. So when you close that Snapple bottle, you're demonstrating, I want the bottle. Yeah, I want the bottle. I want it to reclose. I'm using it. It's very hard to argue you're not. So many poskim held with the Snapple bottles as opposed to the beer bottles. It was a problem. Now Snapple moved to plastic, so it's fine. Most poskim assume that the beer bottles is not an issue either because you don't intend for it. It's not considered drink. It's not considered use. You're not reusing it. And since the whole thing's a dindra rabbanan anyway by glass, yes, I'm alismoch.